We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With everything that's going on in the world today, protecting our skin from the sun may not actually be top of mind, but of course, during the summertime, it should be. According to a new American Academy of Dermatology survey, 60% of us have gotten sunburned so badly that our clothes were uncomfortable, and 40% of us couldn't sleep because of sunburn. And joining me now is Dr. Lauren Council, a board-certified dermatologist and a member of the American Academy of Dermatology. And we're going to be talking, of course, about sunburn and how to protect ourselves from the sun. So thank you. Thank you for joining me today, Doctor. And as we all know, sunburns can be very painful, but why are they so bad for our skin in particular?
Well, in addition to being uncomfortable, as you mentioned, sunburns directly damage the DNA in our skin cells, and that greatly increases our risk of developing skin cancer. Skin cancer is currently the most common cancer that affects Americans. 1 in 5 Americans will develop a skin cancer within their lifetime, and it's very easy to prevent skin cancers by preventing sunburns with a few simple steps that we'll discuss today.
Even though sunburns are highly preventable, research shows that each year about 1 in 3 U.S. adults get sunburned. Why do you think this keeps happening over and over?
Well, there are a lot of different reasons. Sometimes people don't expect to be outside for the duration of time that they find themselves. Maybe they didn't put on sunscreen before they went out, it was cloudy, and then the sun comes out. So it's really important to get in the habit of putting it in your daily routine that every day, in addition to brushing your teeth several times a day, you're going to put on sunscreen. You're going to wear clothing that protects you. You're going to have a hat with a wide brim, just doing everything you can to sort of keep you from being directly exposed to the sun.
Okay, now you mentioned using clothing to protect yourself from the sun. What kind of clothing are you talking about?
In general, anything with a tight weave is going to protect you more than something that's loosely woven. Dark colors absorb more of the light than light colors. There are some products that are specifically designed to protect you from the sun, and these will have a label that has a UPF factor. It's sort of like the SPF factor we have for sunscreens, and that tells you how much protection you're going to get with that item of clothing. And just something that has long sleeves, long pants, something that's going to cover you, and then you have to pair that with sunscreen for the areas that are not covered. A hat and sunglasses for the best protection.
Now, you also mentioned going outside when it's cloudy. A lot of people think that they can't get sunburned if it's cloudy outside, but what if you're in the shade and wearing the right clothing? Can you then skip the sunscreen altogether?
I wouldn't recommend it. Of course, it's great that you're in the shade and you're wearing clothing, but there are parts that the shade is not going to cover. You know, when the sun changes its angle, you're going to be exposed. And these are places like the face, the top of the ears. So in addition to doing those two things that you mentioned, it is important every day to put sunscreen on the exposed skin.
And what kind of sunscreen are you talking about? What kind of sunscreen should we buy?
You should look for something that says it's broad spectrum, because that will protect you against both UVA and UVB radiation. The number that you'd like to see for the SPF is a 30 or above. An SPF of 30 is going to block out 97% of the ultraviolet B radiation. So that's giving you really good protection. And really the most important thing is you want to look for something that you're willing to use every day. Some people prefer the spray sunscreen. Some people prefer sort of the solid sticks or a powder. And some people prefer a lotion or a cream. You have to find the product that you're willing to wear, because sunscreen doesn't work if you're not using it consistently.
Now, do all the sunscreens work effectively like the spray? I know a lot of people don't like the spray because they don't think it works as well. Do they all work equally as well?
If you have an SPF of 30, then it has been tested and shown that it's going to block out 97% of the UVB when used correctly. So really the problem that we get into is sometimes people don't know how to use these correctly. You're using a spray, in addition to spraying it on the skin, you have to rub it in, because if you don't, you could get an uneven application. You don't want to spray directly onto your face. You want to spray onto your palm and then wipe it onto your face, because you don't want to inhale the product. And you want to reapply it. You really have to reapply every couple of hours or after getting in the water or toweling off, because the sunscreen wears off and you just have to put it on again.
You mentioned SPF 30. Now, what do those numbers actually mean? What do they correspond with?
So the higher the number, the more protection you're going to get. SPF stands for Sun Protective Factor, and a 30 will block out 97% of the ultraviolet B radiation. A higher number is going to block out slightly more of the sun's radiation, but there's really nothing that's perfect. So you can find sunscreens that are labeled as SPF 100+. And you're going to get really good protection with those if you use them correctly. But we're human, and we do need to remember that we have to apply it with enough product and thickly enough and reapply it in order to get that amount of protection.
So you're saying that after we go into the water, we need to come out and we need to reapply that sunscreen once again?
Exactly.
Okay, now is there anything else that we should know about protecting our skin during the summertime?
Well, it's just important that you start having these safe habits. Avoid the sun between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Always make sure to have your sun protective clothing with you. If you have some sunglasses and a hat, that's always a good idea. Put on your sunscreen every morning, just like you brush your teeth. And if you have other questions, the American Academy of Dermatology has a great website, spotskincancer.org, that can give other tips on how to protect your skin and also signs of skin cancer.
Okay, do you have any other online resources where we can go to get more information? And give us the name of that website once again.
Sure. The website is spotskincancer.org, and it's put out by the American Academy of Dermatology. The American Academy of Dermatology has a great website with information on all sorts of skin findings, even not related to skin cancer, so I definitely suggest that you check it out.
Dr. Lauren Council, a board-certified dermatologist and a member of the American Academy of Dermatology, and we've been talking about how we can protect ourselves from the sun during the summer and how to prevent sunburn. So thanks once again for joining me today, Doctor. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.